Test 2. This is the Cambridge Preliminary English Test. There are 4 parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Part 1. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. Where did the woman leave her hat?
Oh no! What have I done with my hat?
You didn't have it in the cafe.
But I meant to wear it because I remember taking it out of the car with my bag.
Yes, I saw you put your things on the roof of the car.
Oh no, I know where it still is then.
The second picture is correct, so there is a tick in box B. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. Question 1. How did the man get to work?
You're late, John. Did you miss the train?
I decided to drive for a change because the weather is so bad. But a taxi had crashed into a bus and blocked the road. All the passengers were standing in the rain. Anyway, there was a diversion that took me an extra 20 minutes.
Now listen again.
You're late, John. Did you miss the train?
I decided to drive for a change because the weather is so bad. But a taxi had crashed into a bus and blocked the road. All the passengers were standing in the rain. Anyway, there was a diversion that took me an extra 20 minutes.
Question 2. What does a woman buy?
Do you have any fresh strawberries?
Sorry, we've sold out, but I've got raspberries and some lovely sweet cherries.
I'm not keen on raspberries. I'll take some apples, bananas, and some of those cherries. No, wait a minute. I'll swap the apples for some pears.
Now listen again.
Do you have any fresh strawberries?
Sorry, we've sold out, but I've got raspberries and some lovely sweet cherries.
I'm not keen on raspberries. I'll take some apples, bananas, and some of those cherries. No, wait a minute. I'll swap the apples for some pears.
Question 3. What kind of film was it?
You've got to see this film. It's about this teenage boy who falls in love with his friend's mum, who, of course, has no idea how he feels and treats him like a child. He tries to let her know how he feels, and you just feel so sorry for him because he gets himself into all kinds of embarrassing situations. I laughed till I cried just about all the way through it.
Now listen again.
You've got to see this film. It's about this teenage boy who falls in love with his friend's mum, who, of course, has no idea how he feels and treats him like a child. He tries to let her know how he feels, and you just feel so sorry for him because he gets himself into all kinds of embarrassing situations. I laughed till I cried just about all the way through it.
Question 4. What will Ben do on Saturday afternoon?
Hi, Ben. Do you want to go ice skating Saturday morning?
Oh, I'd love to, but I promised my mum I'd do some gardening.
Well, how about in the evening?
I'm going to the cinema with Tracy. I could go with you after lunch, though. The film doesn't start till 7 p.m.
That's great. See you at about 2 o'clock.
Now listen again.
Hi, Ben. Do you want to go ice skating Saturday morning?
Oh, I'd love to, but I promised my mum I'd do some gardening.
Well, how about in the evening?
I'm going to the cinema with Tracy. I could go with you after lunch, though. The film doesn't start till 7 p.m.
That's great. See you at about 2 o'clock. Question 5. What did Alison do?
Hi, Alison. What did you do to yourself? Walk into a door?
Very funny. Actually, I was walking the dog when it suddenly saw a cat and ran right in front of me.
So you tripped over your dog?
No, I managed to stop that from happening by stepping sideways and falling down a hole in the field.
Now listen again.
Hi, Alison. What did you do to yourself? Walk into a door?
Very funny. Actually, I was walking the dog when it suddenly saw a cat and ran right in front of me.
So you tripped over your dog?
No, I managed to stop that from happening by stepping sideways and falling down a hole in the field.
Question 6. What animal will they buy?
Do you think Grandma would like a canary? I think it would be perfect as it's easy to look after and cheap to feed.
She really needs something that will be more company for her. Something that will sit on her lap while she watches TV.
How about a dog?
That would be good. Or maybe a cat.
She prefers dogs, but she likes cats too, and they don't need to be taken for a walk every day.
And in the winter that could be a problem.
Right, that's decided then.
Now listen again.
Do you think Grandma would like a canary? I think it would be perfect as it's easy to look after and cheap to feed.
She really needs something that will be more company for her. Something that will sit on her lap while she watches TV.
How about a dog?
That would be good. Or maybe a cat.
She prefers dogs, but she likes cats too, and they don't need to be taken for a walk every day.
And in the winter that could be a problem.
Right, that's decided then.
Question 7. What time will Sue collect the children?
Hi, Dawn, it's Sue. Just phoning about collecting the kids at 3:45. Plans have changed a bit. My dental appointment for 3 has been put off till 5, so I may as well pick up the kids first and they can come with me. So I'll be half an hour earlier than we'd planned. See you later.
Now listen again.
Hi, Dawn, it's Sue. Just phoning about collecting the kids at 3:45. Plans have changed a bit. My dental appointment for 3 has been put off till 5, so I may as well pick up the kids first, and they can come with me. So I'll be half an hour earlier than we'd planned. See you later.
That is the end of part 1.